Once again, Flint Dibble is telling some tall tales. This time, he's claiming that I want to get him fired. Now, being that that's a straightforward accusation against me, he doesn't actually say it in a straightforward manner. He makes it a little bit murky, a little conflatey, a little weird, so that he can deny saying what it's pretty clear to me, at least, that he actually said. Now, for those of you who are unaware, I am on the record saying that I don't want to get Flint fired.
Right out the gate, forgive the quick rant. This is just going to be unpolished, basically me speaking my mind, because I kind of have to at this point, because right before I went to bed last night, and then again when I woke up this morning, I'd received more than one email that was a little disconcerting to me, so I'll just go ahead and say it right up the gate. Please do not try to get anyone, including Flint Dibble, fired using my videos, okay? Please don't send them to his employer, and this isn't some tongue-in-cheek thing. I mean it. Please, out of respect for me, even if you think that what I'm asking you to do is absurd, out of respect for me, please do not use my content to try to ruin this man's personal life.
But still, this rumor is circulating as factual, at least among a good chunk of Flint's fans, so I'm going to make it abundantly clear by the end of this video that that's not what I want to do. And the way I'm going to do that is handy a much more effective tactic to the people that would email a university and try to get somebody fired. Don't try to get them fired. I've got something better. Stay till the end, and I guarantee you, you will find it not only a better tactic, you'll never be able to accuse me of this crap again. Hi, my name's Dan, and welcome to Dedunking. Now, for those of you who aren't aware, archaeologist Flint Dibble lied through his teeth when he was debating Graham Hancock on the Joe Rogan Experience. Now, at first, this looked really good for him. Looked like he had a big win. Lots of people doing victory laps for him, including Flint standing there like he's a big old badass. But at this point, it's come out that he lied. And that's not been very good for his reputation. It's damaged it more than just a little bit.
But before we do anything, I think we should probably address what we know now about the debate that you had with Flint Dibble. Yeah. So that was the last time we were here. I appreciate that he came on, and I thought it was going to be an interesting discussion, but it turned out he played fast and loose with the truth. Yeah. and distorted quite a bit of information that were some key points that you had discussed, one of them being the amount of shipwrecks.
Yeah.
And while Sam from A Legitimate Scholar has been a huge part of finding the things that Flint said that were false and holding him accountable, finding some things that I actually missed, I do have to toot my own horn here for a second and point out that I was the first person to publicly hammer away at this. Don't take my word for it.
Dan, you're most unusual with your channel in the sense that you are willing to debunk not only bad alternative ideas, but also bad orthodox ideas. Tell me a little bit about the background to your channel. What led to you? I want to know about it, because I really value the work that you do. I think you're absolutely unique in the YouTube sphere in terms of presenting a point of view that nobody else is presenting, and being willing to be to fairly criticize many different points of view. And I think that's very valuable. And you know, you were the first to speak out about Flint and about the way that he behaved towards me. And I'm very grateful to you for that. And I'm grateful to you for your channel. And I do urge people who know my work and follow my work that they should subscribe to your Dedunking channel.
So it should come as no surprise that Flint's a little mad at me. And given his penchant for misleading people when it's beneficial to his position, should also come as no surprise, he likes to lie about me. He likes to say that I harass him. He likes to say that I lie about him. In this case, he's claiming that I want to get him fired. But, he doesn't just straightforward say that. He makes it a little bit murky so that he could always back out of this claim later. Why don't we go ahead and check out the clip here.
So at the same time, I've had lots of people calling up to get me fired from my job. In fact, Graham Hancock promoted a video by someone who's written on his blog, so an ally of his, where in that video, that person was not just calling for me to get fired, but saying, even if we email Cardiff University to get him fired, it might not get him fired, but if we all do it and enough of us do it, some person there is going to take us seriously enough to tell him to shut the up. That's a direct quote. Shut the up. And so if you want to talk about actual cancel culture is when you do this stuff to people that don't have platforms and support.
Now, you can see my face is put up on the screen there, but you'll also notice that Flint said that the guy had wrote blogs for Graham Hancock on his website before, which I've never done. So Flint knows that that's not me, that he's not talking about me. He was actually talking about Mark Young.
When a bunch of people were trying to get Flint Dibble fired for his thing on the Joe Rogan Experience, my opinion is that was Flint doing his personal thing. Now, he was playing Flint the archaeologist, but he wasn't on the clock. He wasn't teaching his students. That's not necessarily indicative of how he handles dick bones and fucking grains of rice. But when John Hoops publishes fake shit in a paper, in a journal, he's doing his job, and he's doing it fraudulently. At that point, I think that guy should lose his fucking job. I think he has no place in the halls of academia. He is intellectually dishonest and is perfectly willing to be openly dishonest.
I've got maybe a bit of a hot take here, but I would say the opposite.
Oh, so, really? Go for it.
So, obviously, Hoops has published a provable lie in a journal, and that's pretty bad. But what's the reach of that, do you think? There's maybe 50 people who've read that paper.
Yeah, insignificant.
What Flint does is very different.
Yeah.
Because he's influencing millions of people. A bit of a hot take here, but if I think he should be fired. Like, you shouldn't be allowed to obviously, it's difficult, but there has to be a certain point where it's too far, right?
Yeah, I see that. My thinking on it is this. I guess ultimately, if Hoops got fired, he will never again put a paper into print like that. If Flint got fired, he could be back on Joe Rogan tomorrow. Yeah. So that's I guess that's really where I'm coming from, is that this isn't actually I get the sentiment, because Flint definitely did a lot more damage with his lies than Hoops has done.
So you'll notice that Flint didn't use anyone's names there, and there's a reason, because he's talking about my video, but the words of Mark Young. Now, I'm sure that Flint will say, I just didn't want to promote anybody, but this has allowed him, by not using our names, it's allowed him to twist things together. Now, he didn't edit the video, but I'm sure that he saw it, and he didn't bother mentioning that, you know, that's me that's in the picture, but Mark was the one that said those words. And what's also important to see here is that Flint says that Mark called for him. Well, he didn't say Mark. He just said that video called for him to be fired, right? But Mark didn't call for Flint to be fired. He merely expressed his opinion that Flint should be fired. That's a huge difference between a call to action and expressing an opinion. But Flint doesn't seem... He can't play the victim card without conflating those two things.
So at the same time, I've had lots of people calling up to get me fired from my job. In fact, Graham Hancock promoted a video by someone who's written on his blog, so an ally of his, where in that video, that person was not just calling for me to get fired.
So this is a discussion between Mark and myself about our difference of opinion on who should be fired for what. None of us are making a call to action. None of us are saying, let's go get Flint and let's go get John, but that's the way Flint's going to put that. He's going to say that he's being unfairly harassed because that's his only defense. And honestly, it's a good one for somebody who is full of shit. You can't have people looking into your lies, so you have to get them to just not. If you can, these are all just unfair harassment. This is just, these guys, they're just crazy. They're just mean. They're just rude. They're just all hero worshiping. Then you can avoid discussing the actual meat of the data. Because the longer that he does it, the more he discusses those things, the more he lies. It's got to the point where I barely watch his videos, his hangouts anymore. I let other people send me clips like this. Thank you, Rubate. Because I know he's full of shit. I think I've made pretty clear to my audience he's full of shit. And if I didn't have a reason to, outside of just saying Flint was full of shit, I wouldn't be making this video. But anyway, I think that the guy that he did the hangout with there, that the Charlie guy, Elevated Charlie from Elevated Thoughts, there's a possibility that he edited that video in the way that it is edited, showing me instead of Mark. in order to goad me into being onto his podcast, because I told him I wasn't going to do it a couple days or a day before that video was released. And he approached me. He's not very good at approaching people to be on his podcast. He's like all combative and like, well, do you want to come on my channel to set the record straight? I'm like, dude, no, I don't care. I mean, it's no offense. I don't, you're just coming at me like an asshole like that. I don't care. And so it got to the point where it was very clear I didn't want nothing to do with him. And I told him there's no way in hell I'm coming on your podcast. So his response, because he's so in touch with the world, is to say, well, could you give me a Graham Hancock's email then so that I could, you know, maybe get Graham on my show? Anyway, the point is that dude's completely out of touch. It's a possibility that he's doing this to goad me into, like, giving him this shout-out right here and getting him a few extra subscribers or whatever. But at the end of the day, Flint is aware that my face is being pictured when I didn't say the words that are being used, and he doesn't care. He hasn't said anything about it. He's letting it hang. I don't know if it elevated Charlie and him are in on it together or if Flint's just turning a blind eye, but at any rate, it doesn't really matter. That's where it is. So Flint knows that I don't want to get him fired, but he allows that kind of rumor to just spread. So again, I need to make certain that that's put to bed by the end of this video. And the best way to do that, well, that's where the guys that want to call universities and email universities to try to get people like Flint fired, that's where they come in. Because check it out. Calling the dean of a university, calling the chief archaeologist, that's not going to get somebody fired. All it's going to really do is just kind of look like the Atlantis bros are all crazy out there. But I understand why you'd want to do it. I mean, dude, Flint has gone crazy scorched earth on me. And I can only imagine being Graham where you can't even film at places like Serpent Mound or Cahokia Mounds. Holy crap. But I've seen it with Flint. When I contacted the unnamed ice core specialist, Flint was very quick to get in the guy and comment to him, hey man, this guy is trying to use the information he's going to get from you to prove an ancient high technology. And Flint was well aware, had been aware for at least 6 months, that I was not a believer in ancient high technology. But that didn't stop him from trying to burn the ground around me. He has gone out of his way to email people that I'm friends with behind my back. They play scorched earth games. Dude, they do things that are messed up. Carl Fegans likes to report my videos anywhere he finds them outside of the YouTubes, probably on YouTube too, for no good reason. Just report them, try to get them taken down. These guys, scorched earth stuff. I get why somebody would be like, man, I'm going to call this motherfucker's university and get this unscientific fuck fired from a science job. But dude, that's never going to work. It's never going to work. But there are things that will affect change. There are things that will make them think twice before just bullshitting the public. Let me show you this little clip here. Check this out.
Stay quiet! For all standing students, you understand that? As your position as master, it is your job to create a place of comfort and home for the students that live in Silliman. You have not done that. By sending out that email, that goes against your position as master. Do you understand that?
Don't agree with that.
Then why the fuck did you accept the position?
Because
who fuck hired you?
I have a different vision.
You should step down. If that is what you think about being a master, you should step down. It is not about creating an intellectual space. It is not. Do you understand that? It's about creating a home here.
Now, this was back in 2015 at Silliman College, which is part of Yale. And what they were arguing about is well outside of the scope of this video. But I want to ask you a question. Which one of those two would you rather have in your corner? If you were going to get one of these people to crawl all over somebody that was on the faculty there, would you rather get that little milquetoast meek dude who just kind of stands there like this? Or would you rather get that firecracker who was screaming at him? Yeah, here's the thing. Contacting the dean of the university isn't going to get anything done, but contacting the student activists on that university and saying, hey man, you've got a liar in your midst who's doing this, 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 and this, some of the student activists are going to care. A great example, a great way to handle this, and I won't say it about Flint because anything I say about Flint will be construed as harassment. So we'll talk about my boy John Hoops. He's the best anthropologist that I totally love the man. He works at Kansas University. Now, Kansas University has been under fire in the last few years for failing to return indigenous remains to Native American tribes in a timely manner, to the point where there are students that are indigenous protesting at Kansas University. Now, John Hoops, he claims to combat racism, but he does so by being a Twitter freaking keyboard warrior. He's been a freaking keyboard warrior since, like, the old days. Now, if you were to contact those student activists on Kansas University and say, hey, you know, you got an anthropologist sitting right next to a box of those bones who could be helping catalog them and return them, and he's not. He's too busy bullshitting with people on Twitter and yelling at them and claiming that they're being racist and claiming he's combating racism, but the actual racism that his own department inflicted on your people is not being taken care of by the man. That might cause him a little bit of trouble at his university. Now, it might not, but I'm certain that it would cause, it would be more effective than contacting the dean, and it will look better. It looks bad to try to get somebody fired. All right? I know that's a typical, like, Twitter hate mob freaking tactic, but it just looks like shit from the outside, okay? It just looks bad, especially when it's pseudoscientists calling real scientists, right? You call up the dean, he goes, talks to the archaeologist, he's like, man, these are a fucking bunch of flat earther Atlantis bros. Psst. But that student, in 1966, Chairman Mao Zedong, who was then the leader of the Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese country, he felt like he was losing his grip on power. So he started what they call the Cultural Revolution. Basically, he told the country that they had a bunch of capitalist bourgeois influences worming their way into their communist country, and they need to be rooted out. And the way he did that was weaponizing the students and the youth of the country. Students would put their teachers on mock trials and thump on their heads and even unalive some of them. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that that's what I want to see happen. I'm saying that it's a time-honored tradition to bring students into your fights on things like this. If you watch a political YouTuber and they go around and talk to people, are they not usually going to college campuses, right? There's a reason for that. Those are the minds that they want to change because those guys get out there and do shit. It's a natural human thing for young adults that are coming of age to punch up at power. They don't want to punch down. And believe you me, if you want somebody who's going to punch at power, you don't want to go above the power that's messing with you. They put those people there. You want to go to those that are already upset with these guys. Imagine a student who got a bad grade in one of these teachers' classes finding out that they like to lie to the public. Now, I'm not going to do any of this. Personally, I don't like bringing things into meat space, as us old people call the non-internet world. Even though, like, every now and again, I think that, you know, contacting one of those activists at John Hoops University would sure be funny. It's just not how I roll, all right? But I know that a lot of you guys do that, and I understand that, man, these guys have pissed you all off. They pissed me off. But I hope that you would recognize, at least, that trying to get them fired is less effective and looks worse to the public in general than just informing the students of the kind of teacher they have. I mean, you know, John Hoops recently said about me, make sure and call Dan Richards and not de-dunking so that he always has to live with his actions. And I try to find the tweet. I'm not sure about the exact wording. He has me blocked, so it might be a little tricky. But at any rate, that's the kind of sentiment that he expressed about me. And I just think the same thing with the students there. They should know that they have a liar for a teacher. They should know that they have a teacher who's being dishonest or something like that. If you're wanting to take this into meat space, let me be very clear. This is not a call to action. I don't want to do it. I'm not going to do it. But I do know that a lot of you out there will do it. Do this sort of thing. So if you're going to do that sort of thing, don't email their dean. Email those pissed off students that are already yelling about this stuff to begin with. It ain't going to take a whole lot to take a student that's already yelling about NAGPRA problems and point them at the person that could be helping, claims that they are fighting racism, but is refusing to undo the racism of the university that they sit in. Stuff like that is easily weaponizable and is going to be far more effective. But again, not a call to action. I'm not going to be doing any of that. I'm going to be sitting here drinking a beer, writing a script for another video. Now, this summer, you can find me speaking at the Cosmic Summit. There's links to get tickets down below. Make sure and check it out if you're interested, because I'm going to be there. It's going to be great. The Cosmic Summit is always great, they say. This will be my first time there, but there's going to be so many other people there. It's not just going to be me. it should be real, a whole lot of fun, a whole lot of different ideas and a lot of different perspectives on this sort of thing. You've got people that are like from one end of it, from like alternate energy and perpetual motion stuff, to guys like Luke Caverns that are like sciencey as hell, man. You know, and then guys like myself that are pretty skeptical as well, but are you know willing to take a hard shot at a scientist. Anyway, there'll be a lot of people there. It should be enjoyable. You should come and check it out. Also, I'm upgrading equipment and stuff as always. You can see I've put together doing stuff a little bit different, and I'm needing some more gear as well. Sorry, there's links below. You can channel memberships is a new thing now. I have Patreon and Ko-fi and all that kind of stuff. And in that same grain, I'm working on the merch thing. But I've got a question. This is something I'd love to see the people that are actually interested in purchasing merch to weigh in down below. I'm kind of worried that just buying from a drop shipping company, I'm just going to end up like sending out shirts that fall apart in a year. And I really don't want to like, you know, ask $30 for something like that. Feels kind of rotten, right? So I'm looking at local companies, but that takes more time. I'm limited in the, like, I have to choose colors and sizes beforehand and I have to purchase them outright ahead of time. But the quality would certainly be better. So those of you who are actually interested in purchasing merch, would you like rather wait a couple of months and get some better quality stuff, but you don't really get to choose color or stuff? It's like you get one or two designs. Or would you rather me just like put a half a dozen designs out there, do the drop shipping thing like most other people do, and you just buy the shirts, and if they fall apart, they fall apart? Please let me know down below, because I don't want to be the guy that's selling crap, all right? So anyway, thank you very much. Okay, I think that covers all the stuff on this one. Again, don't try to get people fired. I know I don't want to ruin people's lives, okay? But for those of you who do think that some of these guys, that they deserve to have their stuff ruined, still leave them the ability to feed their family, okay? Just like, you know, make them remember every day when they go to work that maybe telling a lie is not the best way to act. Maybe unfairly attacking people and pissing them off and treating them like crap isn't the best way to act. Maybe scorching the earth around guys like Graham Hancock just isn't the best way to act. But again, I'm just going to have you having a beer. All right, thanks very much. We'll see you next time.